We're going to do Daf Samach Vav in Erevin. This week we're going to start from the last line on Daf Samach Hamabez. And the Gemara beforehand had just told us that that there was a story. The basic issue here is that when two Yidden are living in a chatzar and there's a guy also in the chatzar, that you need to rent space from the guy also. So here the case was that there were a bunch of rabbanim that ended up in a house. There was Rav Chanina, Bar Yosef, Rav Chiya, Bar Abba, and Rav Asi. They were in the house, but the guy wasn't there on Erev Shabbos, so they couldn't possibly rent it from him on Erev Shabbos. But then the guy showed up on Shabbos, and then now the question was, what can they do on Shabbos? They certainly have to rent the space from the guy in order for them to be allowed to use the Rishus. So the question is rental compared to an Erev? And an Erev, generally, in order for it to be usable, you have to make those arrangements before Shabbos. Or do we say that it's more similar to Bittul, the special halacha that when a group of people get together and they forgot to make an Erev among themselves, that all of them could be mevatel their Rishus, can relinquish their rights to their Rishus, to their property, to one individual, and then it becomes as if it's one individual that owns the entire property. And if so, there's no need for an Erev. Now, the halacha is that we follow the opinion that says, according to Beis Hillel, that you can even do that on Shabbos. So the question is, when you have a situation where you need to rent space from a guy, and it's on Shabbos, is it more similar to an Erev that has to be arranged before Shabbos? Or is it more similar to the concept of Bittul, where you can even have the Bittul occur on Shabbos? So they didn't know what to do, so they decided that they're going to rent it from the guy on Shabbos, and if it works, it works. So the last line on Samach Hamavei says, "Asu shaylu Rabbi Yochanan." So they came and they asked Rabbi Yochanan whether or not this arrangement works. Amar lahen yafa atisim shesachartem. So the top of Samach Vav Amar Aleph starts with, "Yeah, it was a proper thing. It was good that you rented the space." In other words, the Gemara is saying that you were allowed to rent the space from the guy on Shabbos. Now, of course, what Rashi and Tosfos both point out is that since right now they're making their arrangements on Shabbos, that means that they don't have an Erev among themselves. So the only way this arrangement is going to work for purposes of this particular Shabbos is if then also all the Yidden that are living together over there have to be mevatel their Rishos to one person. So at least that one person, for that one person, it's his Rishos and he can do whatever he wants, meaning he can carry his artifacts from his house into his courtyard. Okay, now the Gemara continues and says, "Tell by Nardo, Umi Omer Rabbi Yochanan Hachi." So the people of Nardo were wondering, why would Rabbi Yochanan say this? Did Rabbi Yochanan really say that this is an okay arrangement? Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Soicher Kima'ariv Dami. That rental is usually more similar to making an Erev. And remember, we said the distinction between an Erev versus Bittul is the Erev has to be arranged before Shabbos. So how could he say, my lab, mama arif mi ba'ayjoim, just like a regular Erev has to be taken care of Erev Shabbos, af seicher mi ba'ayjoim, so too the rental from the guy had to be taken care of before Shabbos. If so, how did Rabbi Yochanan say that it was okay to rent it from the guy on Shabbos? So the Gemara says, loy, that's not what Rabbi Yochanan meant. Yes, it's true that he compared Erev to Schiris, but not in that respect. He compared it in other ways. Mama arif afilu b'pachas v'shav apruta, just like an Erev can be arranged with even less than the value of a pruta, so too when you rent it from a guy can be done with less than a shava pruta. So that's one way it's similar, nothing to do with the timing. And just like when you make an Erev, you don't even have to make an Erev with the actual owner of the property, you can make the Erev with his employee. So too when you rent space from a guy, you don't have to actually rent space from the guy himself, you can rent space from one of his employees, meaning even from another guy employee. If he rents you the space, he has rights to be there, and he rents you the space, like for example a hotel manager. So then, al-Khanami, it's going to work for purposes of renting. Just like when you make an Erev, that if you have five people and all five of them agree to allow their Erev to be combined and joined with somebody else, you don't need all five of them to join with this new party. You just need one person who's the representative of all of them to do the Erev with the new party on behalf of all of them. So too, when you're doing the rental and you have five Yidden there, you don't need all five of them to make the arrangement with the guy. One of them can make the arrangement with the guy, and once it's rented, then he can join the guy, the Yidden rather, can make a can make a Erev among themselves. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan said, and therefore it's not a contradiction to what we were saying. This has nothing to do with the timing. We agree that the timing can take place on Shabbos itself. But the just an aside here, there's a very interesting problem with how exactly do you rent from a guy on Shabbos. This is not, usually we don't allow a person, a yid, to make a kinyan on Shabbos. So I saw that the Mishkan of Yaakov says that we're not going to give the guy any money on Shabbos. We're just going to arrange and have his agreement that he's going to rent us the space on Shabbos. Now, that's very strange because we're not actually giving him any money. And that, if you remember from Daf Samach Gimel, was exactly the reason why a guy typically would not want to rent space to a yid, because he thinks there's kishuf, there's black magic involved here in the background. And he's saying, what exactly are you doing? You're renting the space from me, but you're not paying it from me, so there must be some trick up your sleeve. So the guy is weary of renting it to him, and usually will object. Of course, if he agrees, so then the schiras works. Anyway, so that's what the Mishnah Yaakov says. But the Gemara continues, tell you by Rebbe Lozer. Rebbe Lozer was wondering about why this is true. Amar Rav Zeira, mighty the Rebbe Lozer, what is Rebbe Lozer wondering about? What doesn't he like? Amar Rav Sheshes, Kapra, Rabaka, Rav Zeira, somebody as great as Rav Zeira, lo yodim, I tell you the Rebbe Lozer, he doesn't understand what the wonderment and what the confusion is to Rebbe Lozer. Kokashele de Shmuel, Rebbe Lozer is troubled by what Shmuel taught us. Rabbe, his another Rav Zeira's Rebbe, Shmuel, the Amar Shmuel, kol mokim. Okay, so this is a very interesting line. Kol mokim sha oisrin uma'arvin mevatlin. We'll see the Gemara is going to spell out exactly what this case is. Any place where the arrangements before they made the Erev meant that the people, the group of people in the same area made it usur for one another to carry. However, Chazal, this was the situation, Chazal would have let you to make an Erev. Mevatlin, the halacha is, in that case, instead of making an Erev, if they have to, they can be mevatl one to another, and we'll see what the case is, and it works. Similarly, Ma'arvin, if you have a situation where they could have made an Eruv, the Ein Oisrin, but they never would have answered each other in the first place, Oisrin, or they would have answered each other, the Ein Ma'arvin, and they can't make an Eruv, and we'll see exactly what that case is. Also, Ein Mevatlin, so in that case where they wouldn't have either been able to make an Eruv, or they wouldn't have answered each other, in that case they cannot be Mevatl, that scenario does not allow for a Bittl. Now, what is each one of these cases? The Gemara explains. Kol Mokem Sha Oisrin Ma'arvin. The case where they would have been usher and now they could make an Erev, Mevatl, they could make a Bittl, Kegoin, Beis Chatzeris, that would be like two Chatzeris, Zulif Nimizu, where the situation is where you had one Chatzer, where one courtyard was inside the top picture, where the inside, on the right side of the Gemara, top of the Gemara, where the Pnimis, in order to get out to the Mavli, or out to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, would have to walk through the outside Chatzer. So in that case, they do aser, because the Pnimis asers as he walks through, and they allow you to make an Erev together if you want to, so therefore you could do Bittl, meaning, we'll see the case on Amud Beis, but you could, the Pnimis can be Mevatel as Rishos to the outside guy, and then that works. The next case that we talked about was Ma'arvin Ve'en Oisrin. Let's say they were allowed to make an Erev, but they would never aser each other in the first place, and Mevatlin, so we said before the rule was they can't do Bittl. What was that case? Kegoin, Beis Chatzeris, if you have two Chatzeris, two courtyards that are adjacent to each other and don't really affect each other one way or another, but there's an opening between them, and we allow you to make an Erev, since there's an opening between them, if they want to join together, they're allowed to, but they never asered each other in the first place, because they didn't need each other in any way beforehand, so there was never an Isser. So in that case, also, we say that there is no Bittl. There's no reason, there's no excuse to allow Bittl from one Rishos to another. Ein Ma'arvin means they don't have to make an Erev, and they don't need to make an Erev. They don't need to make an Erev in order for it to be mutter to use their own Rishos. If they decide to keep each other, the two Chatzeris decide each one staying separate, so then in Hanami they don't need to make an Erev in order to make their own private Chatzer mutter. Oisrin, the Ein Ma'arvin, the last case was if they Aser, they would, if you made no arrangements, they would be Aser on one another, but you're not allowed to make an Erev. Ein Mevatlin, Lasu Yemite. In that case, you don't have a bit. So what case is that coming to exclude? Where are they usher and they can't make an Erev? So the Gemara says, my lab la'asuyeh nachri. Now, the case is that there's a guy involved. So there's a guy, you can't make an Erev with a guy. And, in fact, while he's there, there's an isser to make to use the rishos. So we see that's the case where you can't be mivata. Now, what's the case exactly? The idos me'esmo, if the case was that the guy was here from Erev Shabbos, lo'igir me'esmo, so then you could have made the arrangement by renting it from him on Erev Shabbos. Elalav, Must be. So that can't be the case. I love the Osi b'Shabbat. The case was that the guy showed up on Shabbos itself. And that's the case where you can't make an Erev, and he answers, and you can't do Bittul. Ukatani Oisrin v'ein Marvin v'ein Mevatlin. And that's exactly the case where you can't do Bittul on Shabbos itself. So the question therefore goes back on Rabbi Yochanan. How did Rabbi Yochanan say? And this is what was troubling Rabbi Zeirub. How did Rabbi Yochanan say that, don't worry, you make the arrangements to do the rental on Shabbos, and then you and then you take care of the bittul on Shabbos itself? That shouldn't work. Shmamina, that was what was bothering Rabbi Zeira, how Rabbi Yochanan was allowing this to happen. Again, this is only a question according to Shmuel. We don't necessarily have to hold of Shmuel, but according to Shmuel, we see that the rule is that if you can't make an Eruv and you answer, you can't also be Mevatel. So the question was, how did they make this arrangement with the guy on Shabbos itself?
So yeah, according to Shmuel, he disagrees with Rabbi Yochanan, obviously.
Right. Shmuel disagrees with Rabbi Yochanan. So this is what's troubling Rabbi Zeira, because he knew of Shmuel's halacha. But Rabbi Yochanan doesn't necessarily have to agree with Shmuel, correct? Okay, Shmamino, the Gemara says that was what was bothering Rabbi Zeira. Now the Gemara continues. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, lo Shmuel, lo Hashmaitza. Rabbi Yosef says, I didn't hear this, meaning I don't hold of this halacha, specifically the halacha where the pnimi is walking through has to go through a perimeter chotzer in order to get out to the Rishos HaRabim, that he holds that it's mutter. So he says, I don't hold of this halacha. Amale Abaya, so Abaya says, At Amrish Nehilon. What do you mean you don't hold of it? You taught it to us. Baha Amrish Nehilon. And you taught it to us in this context. Damar Shmuel, because Shmuel says, Ein Dittel Rishos Mechotzer L'chotzer. Another rule that Shmuel said was that you cannot be mevatel from one chatzar to another chatzar, meaning if you have two adjacent chatzeros, you cannot, and really they don't have to join up together, they cannot be mevatel my rishos, my right to use my chatzar to a chatzar that's adjacent to me. And also another rule is vein bitl rishos b'churba, if you have a churba is a destroyed area. So it happens to be, Rashi says the case was that you have three houses lined up one next to another, and the middle house somehow got destroyed. Let's say there was a fire in the middle house, it's not usable anymore. So they don't really need to use the Rishos, the destroyed house in between them. So Shmuel says once again, in that case, when you have the two outside, the perimeter guys, using the middle Rishos, they have no right to be Mevatel, their right in that middle Rishos, for the sake of allowing the other person to use that Rishos on Shabbos. Those are the two rules that Shmuel had said. V'amrislan Allah, and now Rabbi Yossi said in that context, Ki Amar Shmuel Ein Bittul Rishos Mechatzer L'Chatzer. When did Shmuel says that you cannot go be mevatel from one chatzer to the other chatzer? Loyim Aron Ela Shnei Chatzeres Pesach Echabaneim was the case where we said where they were adjacent to each other, and there was a door in between them which allowed them to be ma'ariv if they wanted to, but they don't have to. So that's where you can't be mevatel, because again, I don't really have anything to do with what the two chatzeres can stay separate. There's no excuse and no reason why we have to allow bittul. Havazul Lefnim Izu. But the case where they're one within the other, meaning in order for the inside guy to get out to the Rishos HaRabim, he must walk through the outside Rishos, Mitoich Shah Surin Zeh, because they do answer one on the other, Mevatel, they could be Mevatel. So we see that Rabbi Yosef specifically said that when they're walking, even in Shmuel's, even in the context of Shmuel, when they're walking, the inside guy is walking through the outside courtyard, we do allow Bittel over there. So how could you say, I don't hold of this halacha? Amalei, ano amino mishmei de Shmuel. I was saying in the name of Shmuel, hachi. V'omar Shmuel, I said this in the name of Shmuel, v'omar Shmuel ein lanu. So Rabbi Yosef says, I don't even understand how I possibly could have said this. V'omar Shmuel ein lanu be'erivin elik losha mishnasenu. If anything, by Erevin, we can't expand from one case to another case. Each case is so unique and different that if the Mishnah says a specific case, we cannot extrapolate from that to say, oh, the same thing would apply in a different case. How is that? And specifically, we have a Mishnah that says, Anshei Chotzer, the Mishnah says that the people of a Chotzer are not able to be Mevatel. If one of them forgot, they can all be Mevatel, the Rishos, from one to another. And we're Medayik, V'loy Anshei Chatzeros. Again, since the Mishnah said, use the expression that the people of one courtyard are able to be Mevatel, we say that, we interpret that to mean that, therefore, the people of two courtyards cannot, because only one was permitted. So therefore, I don't understand how I possibly could have allowed the Pnimis to be Mevatel his Rishos to the Chitoyna. Because it clearly says in the Mishnah that only one courtyard, within one courtyard, you could do Bittul, not into a second courtyard. So Amar Lei, no. Yes, I agree that that's the expression in the Mishnah was very specific, except that's not where we said that rule is not true all around. Sometimes the Mishnah says a case, but the case is so similar to another case, we allow you to extrapolate from one ruling to another ruling. But where did you say this rule that the Mishnah said something so specific that you can't extrapolate to another case? Ki Amar Lon, when did you say this rule? Ein lano be'eruvin elok lasha Mishnah seinu. That by Eruvin we only look at exactly what the Mishnah says and no further. Aha Amar Lon, you set it up in this context, in this case. It says, Shahamovi l'chatzeres kechatz l'batim. That the arrangement, that what defines a mavui is defined by the same way, arrangement that houses define a chatzer. Meaning, if you have, in order to, for something to be considered a courtyard, it has to be at least two parties have rights to the same courtyard. Meaning, let's say I have a house and I have a backyard. My backyard is not technically a chaser because it's only one owner. One owner is allowed to use the backyard. That's not that doesn't define a chaser until you have two people who are allowed to share in the use of the chaser. So similarly, when you're defining a mavui is not defined by an area that only one person has rights to, or even one chaser has rights to. It has to be a case where multiple chaserites, multiple courtyards, have a use and a thoroughfare through this mavui. So that's why we always, when we define a mavui, we always discuss the cases that you have two chaserites, two courtyards, and each one of the courtyards has two houses. In any event, that's the case where we have to take the words of the Mishnah specifically, exactly, and we cannot extrapolate to other cases how to define. But for purposes of defining whether or not a pnimis is able to give bimavatel as rishus to another chotzer, that's not going to be an issue for us. But now let's define this halacha a little bit more specifically.
Therefore,
it's possible that one chotzer could be mavatel his rishus to another chotzer if, in the case where the pnimis has to walk through the chitzayna. But there are other cases where one chatzar is not able to be mavatal to another chatzar, for example, if they're adjacent to each other. So sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't work.
The
Lashon of the Mishnah we don't have to worry about.
Right,
the Lashon of the Mishnah was talking about where they're adjacent to each other, and we're talking about a case where they're one inside the other, and that's why they're able to be mavatal. Now the Gemara continues. Gufa Amar Shmuel, Ein Bitul Rishus B'Chatzer B'Chatzer, Ein Bitul Rishus B'Churba. So Shmuel before said that you can't be mevata from one chatzer to another, and we said when they're adjacent to each other, and also you can't be mevata to the churba was the case in the middle. Rav Yochanan specifically disagrees. He says Yesh Bitul Rishus B'Chatzer B'Chatzer. He says first of all you could be mevata from one side of a chatzer to another. The Yesh Bitul Rishus B'Churba, and you could be mevata when there's a churba in the middle. The Tricha and you need both of these cases. That Rabbi Yochanan has to argue in both of these cases to be sure that he means it in both cases. Why? If we only told us the case that from one chatzer to an adjacent chatzer, that's where they argue. We would say, that's where Shmuel says you can't be mevatel, because each one has its own separate use. So we understand why Shmuel said, was very adamant in that case that you can't be mevatel, because why should we allow you to be mevatel into a rishos that you have no sheiches to, that you have nothing to do with? Abu Khurba to Tashmisha Khadul Tarvayu, but Khurba, remember the case was that it was a destroyed house in the middle of two houses where both of them use over there. Ema Modulela Rabbi Yochanan, maybe over there he'll agree to Rabbi Yochanan. Since both of them have rights over there, maybe he'll agree that one of them, the one on the left, can be mevatel to the guy on the right. So that's why we have to say that Shmuel argues in both cases. The Ghi is Marbaha, and if we only knew the halacha about the Khurba case, Bahakama Rabbi Yochanan, maybe only in that case Rabbi Yochanan says you could be mevatel one to another because they both have rights. Ava b'hach ma'ad le Shmuel. But maybe in the case where they're adjacent to each other, where they don't really have rights from one chatzah to the other, maybe he'll agree to Shmuel that you can't be mevatel. Tzricha, that's why we needed to say both cases, that both Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan argue in specifically both cases.
Okay.
The second case is the churba. The first case is the chatzah one next to another. Shmuel says they're asur in both cases, and Rabbi Yochanan says it's mutter in both cases to be mevatel from one rishus to the other. So Amar Abaya, Hada Amar Shmuel, Ein Bitul Rishus Mechatzer L'Chatzer. Now let's go back specifically. When Shmuel said you can't do bitul from one chatzer to another chatzer, Lo Yamar and Ela B'Shtei Chatzeiros. The case was that you have two courtyards next to each other, Pesach Echad B'Neihem, and there's an opening between them, which usually would allow you, if you want, to make an Eruv. But we said before when we interpreted this, if you have two chatzeres that one is inside the other one, and meaning that the inner ones can only get out to the Rishus Rabbah through the outside one, because they're aser, because the middle one is going to trample through the outside one, is going to make it aser, right? So therefore there's going to be a bittul. So that was the statement we said before. Rava Omar, afilu shtei chatzaras ulif nemizu. Rava says that's Abaye's interpretation. So we said Abaye says, yeah, once the inner one has to go through the outside one to get out, we always say it's going to be mutter. And Rava says no, that's not a really 100% true. Why? Rava Omar, afilu shtei chatzaras ulif nemizu. Even when one is inside the other, sometimes it's going to be mutter, but sometimes it's not going to be mutter. In fact, there's very few cases, as we're about to see, that it's really mutter. In most cases, it's going to be usur to do the bittul, and the Gemara is going to explain why. Ketzad. Let's figure out exactly what it was. Because you have to remember, the case is that there's an inner chatzar and an outer chatzar. The inner chatzar, as we just said before, is defined by that there are two houses leading into that one chatzar. The outer chatzar, if you define it as a chatzar, means there are also at least a minimum of two houses leading into that chatzar. So really, each one is its independent chatzar. It just happens to be that the arrangement is that in order for the inner guys to get out, they have to walk through the outside guys. But by definition, they really are two separate chatzeres. So now, what happened over here? Normally, as we discussed before, in order to make an Eriv between one chatzar and another chatzar, what has to happen is first the first one chatzar has to make an arrangement among themselves, and then they agree to be mishtatef to join into another chatzar. So where did they start? The other chatzar is mishtatef with them. Right, but the point is that they make an independent, a separate arrangement among themselves, each chatzar separately, and then the two chatzeres join together. So, but that means that one of them has to bring their prior arrangements into the chatzar of the second one to join up with them. So, let's see what the case is. Case Nasna Eruv and Bechitzana. If let's say they originally put the Eruv in the outside one, the Shachach Echad, Ben Menapnimis, or Ben Menachitzana, and then one of them, somebody forgot. Right, that's the reason why you needed a bittul, because somebody forgot. So it doesn't matter whether it's one of the inner guys forgot or one of the outer guys forgot, and they didn't make an Erev. Shtein Asuris, they're both going to be Asur. Remember, as I said before, according to Rava, most cases are going to be Asur. Nasnu Eruvan Bifnimus. But let's say they put the Erev in the inside Chatzar, the Shachach Echad Minapnimus. If one of the inside guys forgot to join up in the Erev, and he didn't make an Erev, Shtein Asuris, again, the Gemara is going to explain why, but in that case, both of them are going to be Asr. The whole arrangement is going to be Asr, and you're not going to be able to do Bittul. However, Shachach Echad Minachitzayna Belay Erev, if let's say one of the outside guys forgot to put his join up into the Erev in the inside, so then Pnimis Mutaris, the Pnimis is in fact going to be Mutter through Bittul, the Chitzayna Asura, but the outside guy is going to be Asr. Why? Because he's going to have to be Mavatal his Rishus to the inside guy, and then the inside guys are all going to be Mutter. Now the Gemara is going to explain why three cases are usur and one case is mutter. The Gemara explains.
There's four cases.
Right. Three cases are usur and one case is mutter. Nasnai eruv and bechitzayin. So let's say the first case is, let's say they put their eruv in the outside courtyard. The shachach echad ben min apnimis to ben min achitzayna, and then somebody forgot to join up in the eruv. The la'iruv, and he didn't join the eruv. So then shtein asur is everybody's going to be usur. Why? Because what are you going to do? Hi bar pnimis laman nevatel. Because the inside guy, if he was the one who forgot, who is he going to be mevatel his rishus to? Levatel levnei pnimis. If he's going to say, okay, to the inside guys, you my friends, I'm giving up my permission. Lesel eruv gabayu. Doesn't help, because what's he doing? He's giving up his rishus to people who they themselves don't even have an eruv. Because remember, the arrangement was the eruv's in the outside chatur. So they don't even have an eruv for him to be mevatel. Doesn't accomplish anything. Levatel levnei chitzayno, to be mevatel his rishus to the outside guys. So we already said ein bittul rishus mechatzar lechatzar. According to Shmuel's rule was, you cannot be mevatel if I have nothing to do with an outside chatzar with another chatzar. I can't be mevatel from my chatzar to another chatzar. So there's no arrangement that I can make that's going to allow bittul to work in order to be mutter. Now the other way around, har by chatzayno, and if you want to say the outside guy is the one who forgot to make the eruv, so leman mevatel. Again, who is he going to be mevatel to? Levatel levnei chitzayna. So if he's going to be mevatel only to the guys in the outside courtyard, ikav nimis asura alayu. So he didn't make a bittul to the inside guys because he wasn't actually mevatel his rishus to everybody involved. Okay, so what's the problem? Levatel levnei chitzayna. So say, let him go ahead and be mevatel to the guys on the inside. Ein bittul rishus mechatzar lechatzar. We just said before, according to Shmuel, you cannot be mevatel your rishus to another rishus. The guy on the outside doesn't need the inside guy at all, so we're not going to allow a bittul in that case. Okay, so that therefore, if your eruv is placed in the outside chatzar, there's nothing you can do, and that way, and bittul will never help, and they're all going to be usur. Nasna eruv bifnimis. If let's say they put the eruv in the inside, this the other case where they put the eruv in the inside. Now, if in fact one of the inside guys forgot to join the Erev Lo Erev and he didn't put his Erev in Shnei Nasuris, again, in that case, everybody's going to be Osir, because Hai Bar Panimis Levan Nevatel. Who is he going to be Mevatel to? Levatel Levnei Panimis, to give his rishus over to the inside guys. Now remember, the case was because they actually took the air from the outside chotzer and put it inside the inner chotzer. So basically, they gave the outer chotzer rishus to use their jurisdiction, to use their chotzer, and the inside guy is not being mevatel to the outside guys to a clear bittel. So therefore, they're still awesome. So what are you going to say, mevatel chitzayna? Livnei Chitzoni, you're going to say, okay, so why don't he go ahead and be Mevatel his Rishos to the outside guys also, and Bittul Rishos to Chatzah L'Chatzah. We already said it's too late. You can't be Mevatel Rishos from one side to the inside. So even if you were, so you can't give your Bittul over to the outside Chatzah. To give it to the inside Chatzah is not going to help because you already allowed the outside Chatzah guys in, and you need to be Mevatel to them if they have permission here, over here. So therefore, again, if the inside guy, even if the Erev is on the inside, if one of the inside people forgot to join the Erev, that's going to mess everybody up. However, finally, the last case is shachach echad min achitzayna. If, let's say, in the case where the Erev is on the inside, and one of the outside guys forgot to join the Erev, v'loy Erev, and he didn't join the Erev, so then, v'adai pnimis muteres. In that case, Rav is going to say it's going to be mutter. Why? Da'achad adoshu mishtamsha. That what they're going to do is the Pnimis guys will lock up their Rishos, meaning they won't go into the outside Chatzar at all. They'll cut themselves off from the outside guy, the Chitzayna Asura, and the outside guys are going to be Asur, because the only one that's going to be Asur is that what? Right. They don't even have to close the door, but the point is that the inside guys are just have rights to use the inside Chatzar. They have the rights to use the chotzer, and they don't need the outside guys at all. And the outside guys themselves are the ones who are saying, I'm not interested in joining up with you anymore. So in other words, the inside chotzer is independently going to be mutter once the outside chotzer is mevatel rishus to his own chotzer and saying that I don't need, and allowing the inside guys to operate independently. So therefore, that's the case that's going to be mutter. All right, we'll stop over here.